2023, Akamba Biasi coalition demands governorship seats, threatens to leave South if they don't get it, by Patrick Obia. The agitation for zoning that Governor Ben Ayade's successor should come from the Southern Senatorial District has taken a twist. A group under the aegis of the coalition of Akamba and Biasi stakeholders, CAPS, has said the governorship seats should not only be zoned to the Southern Senatorial District, but to Akamba Biasi Federal Constituency precisely. CAPS, in a press conference held in Calabar, said the two local government areas have been marginalized despite their huge contributions to the IGR of the state. Presenting the position of the group in a speech jointly signed by Chief Emmanuel Evom and Tufam Itogi Manum, threatened that Biasi and Akamba local government areas would break out from the South should the EFIC continue to treat them as slaves. That, in Cross River State, serious debate in both electronic and print media is going on in respect of the 2023 general elections and which senatorial zone should produce the next governor. Indeed, Cross River State is a microcosm of the larger Nigeria, just as Nigeria is a multicultural nation with about 527 languages. Cross River State is a multicultural society with over 50 ethnic groups and languages in her 18 local government areas. There is thus a supervening need for social inclusion of marginalized groups and inter- and intra-zonal commitments to zoning principles and rotation in the distribution of political offices across the three senatorial zones of the state. Over 80% of the natural resources and internal revenue generated into the Cross River State Government coffers comes from the Akamba Biasi Federal Constituency. Government agricultural plantations in Akamba Biasi Federal Constituency comprise Cross River Rubber Estates Limited, Urban Rubber Palm Oil Estate, Ibai Oil Palm Estate, Kalaro Oil Palm Estate, Biakpan Rubber Estate, Kwa Falls Oil Palm Estate, and Ahib Eku Oil Palm Estate. The Cross River National Park, Urban Division, Government Forest Reserves, and Community Forests in Akamba Biasi have huge carbon credit potential vis-a-vis UN Red Program whenever it finally takes off. Solid minerals from the Akamba Biasi Federal Constituency comprise limestone cement via UNICEF, granite quarries, basalt, quartzite, and barite. Cross River State should be fair and just to Akamba Biasi people by allowing them to produce the next governor in 2023. We, the people of Akamba Biasi, do hereby resolve and therefore demand that the governorship position in 2023 should not only be zoned to the Southern Senatorial District, but should be micro-zoned to Akamba Biasi in the interest of fair play, equity, justice, and peace. We are tired of being slaves to the rest of the South and the states. We appeal to our EFIC brothers to avoid being treated as orphans. If the EFIC pushes us too much, we will cut to Central and North because already we are being called Atam. Though we have accepted to be called Atam, if they want us to go back to our roots, we will go back. This is not a threat. It is an appeal, but once an appeal is made peacefully and is not allowed to survive, we will activate all other options to ensure that we get the ticket for the governorship. For those who would want to know, Biasi and Akamba have never produced a senator. We are left as orphans in a system where we are the food baskets of the nation. We are tired and are mumu don't do. This is the voice of Sylvia Akpan.